This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. This morning's hearing for the accused King Soopers shooter was the start of what will likely be a lengthy court process. The suspect in the shooting in Boulder Monday made his first court appearance a little after 8 a.m. The 21-year-old Arvada resident is accused of killing 10 people. A leader in Boulder's Islamic community says Muslims there are worried about backlash after the King Soopers shooting. Tracy Smith with the Islamic Center of Boulder said at a special city council forum last night that they have suspended daily in-person prayers as a precaution.
I have spoken to some who are afraid to leave the house, women who are fearful of wearing their hijabs in public, and men with beards who feel they're going to be targeted.
She says the alleged shooter's name has stirred anti-Muslim sentiment.
He doesn't represent Islam. He just happens to have a Muslim name.
Smith also said the Islamic Center has received an outpouring of support this week. Colorado's health department tweaked its COVID-19 response dial for the third time Wednesday, easing some restrictions on businesses. A group representing local public health officials sent a letter to the governor's team urging the state to keep its mask mandate until the end of May. Denver's public health director, Bob McDonald, said easing capacity limits and then doing the same for masks would be too much too fast.
Masks are proven an effective control measure.
And there's more on the new COVID dial and the state's current pandemic restrictions at CPR.org. This is CPR News.